Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Sai. I hope that everyone's doing well. I want to begin with an apology. I usually try to keep a kfiyas with sharing some Divrei Torah before Shabbos. And last Thursday when I tried to do my podcast, I didn't have a voice at all. I wasn't feeling well, but you can tell my voice is still not 100%. But this we will try to pull through. Bez Hashem. You know, the famous Gemara in Tainus, where it says, "Kishem shemeshenichlas av mamat b'simcha, kach meshenichlas adar mar b'simcha." Just like we see that when we go into the month of Av, when we have the Churban Beis Hamikdash, people are mamayit b'simcha, they lessen, they diminish their simcha, kach meshenichlas adar. Marbim b'simcha. Likewise, when we come into the month of Adar, so we're marbim b'simcha. That's interesting because the Gemara isn't just telling us a mitzvah that we should have a lot of simcha in Adar. We make a condition, kashem, just like when we're mayit the simcha of the month of Adar, so too we have to be marbim the simcha in the month of Av. So too we have to be marbim the simcha in the month of Adar. Why do we make that condition? We connect it with the month of Av, with the Churban Beis Hamikdash. In general, it's interesting that we find that the parshas of Bnei HaMishkan always come out in the month of Adar. And you know, this year, Baruch Hashem, we have two Adars, and there's a we have a Shalom Averis, the double Adar, but all through the parshas of Adar. We start off with Chumah, Tetzaveh, all the way through, and now we come to Parshas Pekudei this week that we finish with the Bnei HaMishkan. So why is that? So the Sfas Emes brings Moshe, his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, that it's dependent and it's built on the name Adar. Why is the month of Adar called the name of Adar? So he bases it on the Medrash. The Medrash says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, "B'chol makim she'atem halchem bayis echad asuli." Everywhere where you go, you should make a house for me. She'adur b'soichai, that I can live in that house. Like the pasuk says, "V'asli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichai." You should make for me a mikdash, a dwelling place for me to be, and I'll dwell there. And Amakam Kadosh, a place for my dwelling. And since the Medrash uses the Lashon of She'adur B'Soichai, a place for me to live, that's why the month of Adar is called Adar. The Medrash brings a beautiful mashal. In Parashas Truma, it says, what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for a place for him to dwell? Mashal HaMelech Shoyle Bas Yechida. It's a mashal to a king that has a only daughter. Ba'achid min malachim unatala. And a king, a prince, comes to marry her. Bikesh lelech lele artsu litla zishta. So the prince, the king that she marries, wants to go back to his land, and he wants to take his wife, the daughter of this king that he married. Amalei ha-melech, so the king of the only daughter says, Biti shenasati lecha yichidasi. You understand that the daughter that I gave to you here as wife, she's my only daughter. Live fresh b'menna and yachar. Depart from her and to not see her ever again, I can't do that. Laimelcha al titlena and yachar. To tell you that you can't take her because you know you have to go home to your kingdom, tell you can't go and take her and yachar. I can't tell you to do that. Because she's your wife. Elazu Taiv Aseli. I'll tell you to do me a special favor. Shakom Makam Shatha Helech, wherever you're going to go with her. Kitain Echad Aseli Shadu Etzlechem. Make me some little chamber over there, that I will be able to live there. She'en Yachal Haniach Hespiti. I just can't be away from my daughter. Kacham Akarish Baruch Hu Yisrael. So to Akarish Baruch Hu Tol Kal Yisrael. I gave you my precious Torah. Lifashemena any yachol. To be separated from my terror that I'm giving to you, I just can't. Lam lechem al tetlua any yachol. To tell you you can't take it, I want you to have it so you don't live your life with the Torah. I can't do that either. Al chom makom shatan halchem bayis echad asul yishad to besaychay. Everywhere where you go, make a little house for me that I should be able to dwell there, to live there again. The lashon adur of dwelling, shenem of asul mikdash. Like the pasuk says, asul mikdash, I should be able to live there. So you see this importance that Hashem wanted to have a place that He should be able to dwell. And Adar, which is some form of lashon of Adar, right, connects us to in the month we read the parashas of Mishkan. That's why we call the month of Adar. But what's the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling in the Mishkan and Adar, which is the month we have the Chag of Purim? What's the connection? And if you look at the story of the Megillah, there's a few places where the Torah, the Megillah, alludes to the idea of the Mokum Mikdash. And one of the places is that when Ahasuerus is speaking to Esther and he's trying to get her to let him know where she comes from, he offers her everything in the world. He's the Rabbi Kashasech, whatever you request, at Chatziya Malchus V'Yasamach. I'm willing to give you up to half the kingdom. What's the Pshat? Chatziya Malchus? Only half and not the whole thing. Why is only looking for half the Malchus? So the Gemara says in Megillah, V'loy davar shechaytzit the Malchus. I can't give you the thing that's like in the middle of the Malchus. Mind you, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's referring to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKashverosh somehow or another brought into the whole Cheshbon over here Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Daddy wasn't willing to give over to her. What's connection to the story of the Megillah? You know, the famous Chazal that we say, the Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Right? The Yom Kippur is like Purim, the Harizal says. That Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Which means that Yom Kippur has to be like Purim. What's the pshat in that? I mean, Yom Kippur is such a serious day, and Purim is such a day of Mishnah and Simcha. How can it be that Yom Kippur is going to be like Purim? So there's many answers that they give. Yom Kippur says an answer that and that a person, you know, there's a difference between when a person does his avodah mi'ira, or he does his avodah mi'ava, and the avodah of yira has to come to the madrega, or it comes to the avodah mi'ava, which is on Purim. Different truths that we wind up saying. But I saw brought down in the Sefer Nimes Yemeiru on Ma'idik Pshat. He says, what's the Pshat in Yom Kippurim Kippurim? Yom Kippurim Kippurim? He says, there's one day during the year that we're totally cut off from the physical world. Yom Kippur. And if we, you know, we wanted to, you know, the tzur of the Avodah of how we should serve Hashem, we would think that that's the shpitz, that's the ultimate way for us to serve Hashem. Since the materialistic world is a place that takes us away from our Avodas Hashem, we would think that the ultimate way of serving Hashem is by just cutting ourselves off 100% from the physical world. And that comes along the Arizal to tell us, no, Yom Kippurim Kippurim. Yom Kippur has to be like Purim. When you're in the midst of the Simcha, when you're in the midst of the Mishnah, the idea is that you have to be able to direct all your Simcha and all the things that you take out of the physical world, and you have to direct that 100% to Hashem. And to take that and to direct it to Avodas Hashem and to make a kedusha out of the physical and materialistic things that we wind up doing inside the world. So Yom Kippur has to be like Purim, that we have to come to the point where it's not just that we cut ourselves off, but that we can even take the physical world and we can bring it to a level of kedusha. And that's the connection to the Mishkan. Because the whole idea of the Mishkan was, prepare a place that I can dwell, that I can be. When a person has the mindset that Hashem is with me wherever I am, wherever I go, whatever I do, so then that automatically gives the ability for everything to be able to be directed towards the Ratzon of Hashem. You know, it's an interesting thing, like he also brings down, that when Hashem created, when we were instructed to create the Mikdash, the Mishkan,
So all the materialistic things are told to me, all the zav, the chayshish, and all the things, all the materialistic things which you would think, it's so, you know, trivial, all the physical, materialistic things, right? Why would Hashem choose to go ahead and use that to make a mishkan? So if you know the sukkah, when you go to the sukkah, which is the tzelt and the melusa, right? The tzrach is psoros garim v'yekev, is from the most poorest quality of type of material, right? Simplicity, it's simple that we have our being in the sukkah. So why, when it comes to the mishkan, was it supposed to be fancy materials and zav and chesef and chayshus and all types of tchelis for agam? And why did you do that? Answers the Sefer Yisrael. Ideas v'yikru li truma. Take from me a truma li ulishmi. The idea is to take the physical, materialistic things in the world and have to be li lishmi in my name for me. And that's the whole idea of Purim. Purim is the point where we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into our inner selves, inside us. And we can take... Excuse me. We can take the physical world that we have and be able to direct it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us learn from the parashas of the Mishkan and the Chodesh of Adar. We have a week now to prepare. Purim is a day of simcha. Purim is a day of happiness. But if a person doesn't direct his day of Purim properly, then he winds up just leaving himself in a situation where he just gets caught up in the materialistic world. If we can really be the simcha and take that simcha and do it the shmi, Hashem Shamayim, to build ourselves and bring ourselves closer in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we learn from the Mishkan, and that's the makom which we make a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell amongst us at all times. And with that should be a schus for us through this Purim, Bez Hashem, with all the challenges we find in Klal Yisrael now, that it should be a makom for Yeshuas, for Nechamas, for Klal Yisrael, and Bez Hashem, it should bring us to the Geula Shleima, which we're waiting for so long, and bring us to Yotzvakayim, Rotzon Shalak, and Baruch Hu, the Bari Olam, and the Lakad Hashem Shemayim forever and ever, as Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Kol Tzuv.